Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. This is kind of a review, I guess. We're going to delete a previous show and put a new one on. We're having so many difficulties when it comes to censorship of this podcast. A long time ago, we had a huge amount of followers. I think it was 10,000 on YouTube, and we had so many views on Rumble, and then we got completely shut down. And every time we've posted information or have had the show, it's always getting attacked and shut down. The last show, for some reason, YouTube didn't allow it to go through, and Rumble didn't allow it to go through. All kinds of audio issues, so we're kind of redoing it again. So bear with us. I got Double Y with me today. We're going to go over a bunch of stuff for you. But first of all, go to theawakener.ca. Theawakener.ca is the best resource to kind of understand what is happening in this world and why things are happening the way they are. Double Y, what's new with you?
You know what, man? I'm just living the dream, the nightmare that you are.
The nightmare that I am. Well, if you go to theawakener.ca, you can kind of see what is happening. There's so much stuff going on, and you can subscribe to the podcast there on a variety of things. And we have brought Rumble back. We're going to upload videos there now.
Yeah, that's so right. By the way, don't look for us on YouTube necessarily. Just get to Rumble. They tend to put us to the top right away because the information is popular. And then we're going to revamp how the show even survives.
Well, so we have to, because for some reason we're getting censored across the board, and obviously nobody wants anybody to know the truth of what's going on. So
support the show on Rumble.
Support the show on Rumble. So we're going to get started. Obviously, interestingly, a couple nights ago, I watched Patrick Byrne's video called The Enemy Within. It was really kind of riveting, actually, them talking about what was happening with the FBI. And it's clear as kind of night and day, exactly what I've been saying in this podcast, that the FBI and kind of the deep state was setting up Hillary and Trump as kind of Russian assets. So if you really understand what is happening, two powerful forces are at war with each other for control of this planet, control of the resources, and their subsequent ideologies. The U.S. industrial complex is at war with the communist conspiracy, and both seek to destroy each other and create kind of what they want out of this planet. Mike's already kind of looking at me and freaking out. And
I got to be honest with you, man. Every time we get going on this topic, it starts to go in five directions in my mind. And I think the reason for that is there's a lot of players in this terrible drama at the moment. Yeah. I mean, we focus often on what's going on with the U.S. and Russia.
Right.
But like you pointed out before we started the show a few minutes ago, hey, you pointed out 6 days before what happened in Israel, exactly what was going to happen. I didn't hear anybody else talking about that. Right. So there's one play going on. You've got China trying to figure out how they're going to take possession of
Taiwan
territory that they haven't had any luck with taking back in some time, in the U.S., of course, reaching their hand there. Then, of course, we have the Ukraine, what's happening in Russia and the Ukraine. The U.S. has to dip their toe in the water there.
Right.
That's just a few.
Yeah. And then there's Israel, obviously, that we talked about before.
Israel's pushing all the way until they have to ask the U.S. to get involved in a war with Iraq.
Right. There's just so many things going on. And really, this details how I've been talking about in this podcast and on theawakener.ca, that really the Iron Curtain collapse was faked. This goes back in history to obviously look at George Soros and his organizations and his revolution that he had in Poland, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, to convince you that the Iron Curtain was collapsed. And this obviously was a giant lie. The U.S. kind of complex celebrated. They thought they won this war, and it wasn't anything close to that. Obviously, the Soviets took the hit the first time, Vladimir Putin. And what is really happening is he's an ex-KGB agent organizing from within through various ex-Soviet agents with some oligarchs and important people there. And this kind of scheme to trick the Western world and then collapse it. Obviously, Ukraine, as you know, was set up to be, obviously, 30 years later, the final revolution. Now, the U.S. is supposed to take the loss in this grand war that is being set up and be collapsed. And obviously, we've talked about for many times. And it really is kind of interesting to see, and you can kind of see the moves and counter moves that are being made. Now, you have noticed, obviously, Double Wide, that Ukraine, it's really kind of suspicious how the U.S. is involving all their military, all their troops are being involved there, all this money. It really seems like it's a giant fiscal drain from both sides in this war. Obviously, you have Zelensky and Putin acting out this war, and then you have the U.S. is coming along and giving them a bunch of weapons, and you and the, I guess Putin and his side is being totally fiscally drained. They're bringing North Korean troops in now. The U.S. is sending F-16s. This war has no end. I don't have any kind of faith that Trump is going to end this war whatsoever. And but judging by the look on your face.
No, I don't have a lot of faith in it either. In fact, I think that he seems to be well positioned to just be a sweeping catalyst for whatever military he's heaped upon. And the way that he's treated the military, I think when he gets in there, it's a little obvious to me that he's a military prop. And his mission is to execute contracts. I mean, we've heard one of the largest arms dealers on Earth talking openly about how the U.S. is facing three wars on three fronts,
right?
And how good that is for business,
right? And this is a thing, right? So the communists are really smart. So they've done revolutions previous in their history. Obviously, the 1905 revolution in Russia, the 1917 revolution. So they seek to seize control of the U.S. This is what they're setting up right now. That was kind of their next move. And realistically, they know from their failed revolution in 1905 that wow. The reason our revolution was not successful is Russia needs to be overburdened by war. So what are they doing now? They're setting up a war for the U.S. complex on three fronts. The U.S. is coming along for the ride. Whoa, we don't know what's going on. We have no clue. Don't convince yourself. This is not true whatsoever. They know exactly what's going on. Everything on TV is a lie. It's really going to be interesting to see.
Where are you going now for information of any sort? It's so difficult to
because the deception is so, it's crazy. So you have one side that believes that Vladimir Putin is telling the truth and Vladimir Putin is this honorable guy that is pro-Western values and pro this and pro that. Well, if that was the case, why is he funding Iran?
Right.
Why is he helping China take over Taiwan? It doesn't make any sense.
Why is he taking the risk of being in the Ukraine if he isn't going to move further in.
Right.
And why is he tying up resources of his own
right
in countries he doesn't need to at this moment? It's really wild.
The whole understanding of this is it's a lie. So the first revolutions that Soros set up in Poland, Hungary, Czechoslovakia were meant so the Soviet Union could collapse. At that time, the Soviets could not beat the U.S. Now, obviously, the U.S. celebrated. They thought they won this war. But George Soros says money, the globalists have been poisoning the U.S. for 30 years, preparing it for its fall. This includes a bunch of fake wars, not say the wars are fake, but wars meant to drain and fatigue the U.S. system out and prepare it for its collapse. And obviously being Ukraine is the point of the next revolution where the U.S., like I said before earlier, would take the loss on these three fronts. This giant world revolution would happen, and then the American people, the Western world would wake up. And wow, this planet is a completely different place. No longer does the U.S. the top dog. We don't have our military prowess anymore. The enemy seems to have all the control, all the money, all the power. This was really what was being instigated. So once again, George Soros and crew are liars to you. They've been poisoning you for 30 or 40 years for the moment of collapse. And then boom, it's on us. Now, obviously, the U.S. knows. And this is where the fun part starts.
Well, I'm starting to see evidence of that everywhere. The U.S. is obviously scouring their own country with all the technology that they can. Drones in the air, underwater surveillance. They're testing internet systems and shutting them down and reposting them. They're now looking at the electrical grid for the first time, really seriously. I mean, insulators is all that's required to protect us from some major problems on the terrorist front. They're now looking at all of those all in a rush right now.
Yeah, it's all in a panic, and the panic is wide and open. You can see even the panic from the other side. Russia right now is cutting communication cables. Two nights ago, there was a ship that sunk in the Mediterranean. If you look at the GPS coordinates of that ship, it's very obvious this ship literally was sunk on top of these communication cables. It would not surprise me whatsoever that this ship was armed with explosives and can be remote detonated at a time that was kind of advantageous. So what are the enemy?
And that's only one of the communication cables issues that we've seen in the last
month alone. Right. So there's three or four incidents that have happened now, and it's going to become pretty obvious. Now, the interesting part of this is that you have to really kind of step back and see what The Western world and kind of our belief system and our structure is trying to be dramatically changed. So they know that they can only change kind of our structure of government and lead us toward what they want it to be, but they have to actually seize control. Their method of war is completely different than our method of war. Obviously, the US and its aircraft carriers can just show up, put air dominance over some site, kind of seize control that way. Very out in the open and obvious. The seizure of control by America's enemies is completely different.
It's subversive.
They will do a fake war. They will start a refugee crisis. They will embed a population. This population will be ready to seize control of government through course of revolution. And this is what the communists are planning next. And we are at the moment.
Well, hold on. We don't see any evidence of foreign nationals doing things wrong in our country, do we?
Or no, absolutely in the not. US, death to Canada, protests of death to Canada, death to Israel, death to America. It's pretty obvious to me, at least. And you really have to just look at this refugee crisis. Go on Google, look at these refugee boats that happened back in the day. They're all military age men, 90% of them military age men. Now, if you're sending me over to China, I'm a military age man. The only reason I'm going to go over there, ladies and gentlemen, is for war purposes.
Okay, now we know. If we see you going to China, you're going to fight.
Well,
this is
the thing, right? So you come to our country, you want to start a new life, but these people are not coming to start a new life and adopt Western values. They're coming here to change Western values. To start protests, to foment revolution. This is how they do it.
I should point out, you are in no way saying this in any racist manner. You're talking about the evil element of society that arrives in those scenarios.
Of course. And that's this whole
And they're buried underneath all of these immigrants that come here as refugees that really need to be here. Well, it's easy to disguise whomever you want without identification and bring them into whatever country as a refugee. Unfortunately, that must be one of the methods.
Of course. And, you know, this is why we exist, what's happening right now. This is a lot of part of the Western world right now is trained in the ways of the enemy. They believe in the KGB creation of Palestine. They believe in kind of like these Islamic values. They believe in kind of climate change and all these things that are anti-Western worlds. They've been trained and prepped and ready for it. They are ready to collapse and create their socialist utopia. This is what they want. You cannot create a socialist utopia unless you cause everything to collapse. The enemy knows this. They knew this in the Russian Revolution. They had to overburden Russia with war and make things crappy before they could have a revolution that was successful. This is the United States of America, the backbone of the Western world, is in a state of war, all out undeclared war versus this enemy. And you just have to be able to see both sides to see the war. Now, it's really going to be interesting to see as we move on in this podcast. So we talked about in the previous podcast, the investigations on Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, and obviously Justin Trudeau. And we talked about Zelensky. And, you know, double wide, as we talked before many times, these are kind of the three pillars that are keeping the conspiracy afloat.
Boy, they're doing a bad job of it.
For non-recognition, I would say, right? So if anything happens to these three people, the conspiracy is going to come out. And what it leads to is it's going to lead to Barack Obama. And obviously, Barack Obama is going to lead us to this covert Russian or Soviet attempt to destroy the Western world. And what do I mean by that? I mean by that is that George Soros and crew working to elect via a coup d'etat on America Barack Obama, who was a communist agent, specifically setting the enemy ahead for various aspects before this war that was being set up. So once again, go back and start thinking, right?
It's kind of laughable, if I may say.
It is kind of laughable.
There's Trudeau. His entire nation wants him to leave. His party wants him to leave.
He won't leave.
He will not leave.
Yeah.
Biden was obviously not the right president for the day.
No.
He would not leave.
No. And it's only Kamala Harris. I think Kamala Harris had a little kind of coup on her own to try to get Biden out of there, and she wanted to be in.
And you see Obama at the Kennedy funeral, and he's saying to Joe Biden, they can read his lips, this is not good. We've got a problem here. I mean, it's just so obvious that Obama's not a good party planner. This guy's got it falling apart all over the place. Right. Trudeau looks like a fool in Canada not stepping down if he's part of this triumvirate of idiocy.
Right.
The guy running the Ukraine is a stand-up comedian that just keeps changing policies minute by minute based on who's giving him money and how afraid of Putin he is. And in the States, they almost put an actual meat puppet in place of Biden in the White House, leaving all of this a full runway for Trump to make a huge run at everybody and sweep the nation. It seems like Obama's plan is not going well.
It's not going well at all. You know, this is really the thing. So if anything happens to Joe Biden, theoretically, what's going to happen to him when he leaves office? Is he now open sesame to being charged for anything? Were they not charging him for anything because he was president of the United States? Did he run for office back when COVID happened because he had to stop his crimes from coming out and his son's crimes? Was he put in there because of this, that they didn't want to know the truth? The communists didn't want you to know the truth. So once again, if anything happens to Biden, that leads right to Obama. If anything happens to Trudeau, it's going to lead right to Obama, because we told you that Trudeau was the coup d'etat on Canada orchestrated by Obama's hand when he was time as president with the global establishment. And then obviously you move to Zelensky, who's declared martial law and said, hey, we're going to extend no elections until February. And realistically, as you know, Ukraine has been set up by Soros, the globalists, as this next revolution point to bring the U.S. to war, where they would take the big fat L and then the Soviet expansion in the world would happen in a huge way. So the realization that, you know, Zelensky and Putin are actually working together, and oligarchs in Ukraine are working with Putin, is the grand realization that this war was really started to keep the truth from coming out and why it's never going to end.
Okay, look,
it's an amazing time to be alive. You look so confused.
No, I don't feel confused at all. It's actually become so obvious to me. And a lot of the things that you're saying, you've been saying for some time. I should reiterate, if you're just joining us on Rumble, please subscribe. There's a lot more of this to come and more detail in the new year. But before we get out of here, there is one thing I do want to ask you, because this is always great for social media right now.
All right.
What exactly is going on with these drones, man?
So like we said before, the drones are both enemy agent drones and they're U.S. government drones. The U.S. government drones are looking for what I suspect is miniaturized nuclear suitcases. So the purpose of the suitcases is only to cause mass chaos. If you watch Barack Obama's movie, Leave the World Behind, that movie is the revolution on America. You know, when he came from pamphlets and he said death to America and these pamphlets came out, that is the moment where they want to seize control. They have to seize control through mass chaos. The nuclear suitcase bombs are just miniature bombs that are designed to cause mass chaos to an already collapsed system. As you know, the Soviet Union lost 100 suitcase bombs when they collapsed. I already know, and I've detailed on the website, that it was distributed, obviously, to our enemies or the Soviet Union's allies to be weaponized. This is they have more than likely shipped some of these in. There's container ship missile weapons that have been placed in port to cause kind of a military base that can be established without any kind of suspect at last minute or a stronghold. And this is what the U.S. government is doing, is surveilling these sites and preparing for this. At the same time, enemy drones are preparing for ways to attack and how to cause damage at this point of revolution. So remember, what is really happening, guys, is that there's a Soviet plant to decimate the Western world and to cause huge expansion. This has been enabled by the globalists who have caused the demise of the Western world for so many years and bringing us to the point of this revolution. Now, the U.S. and the Western world, we've all woken up, Mike. I mean,
I believe it's happening.
It's all happening. It's all happening in front of your eyes. And this is what we're witnessing.
Look, let's gather again next week and do this and see where we're at 1 week from today. What do you say?
Yeah, let's do this again. Once again, go to theawakener.ca. We're going to do some changes for this podcast once again. We got to find some way to stop getting censored and give out the word.
Yeah, subscribe on Rumble. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Take care.